Lake Show with Kelly and Todd. Todd's going to pop in from the family basement in a second. We are on Facebook Live, too. If you want to go visit with us, go to Coast 931 on Facebook and see us on Facebook Live. Hi, Todd.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Pretty good.
Hello.
Pretty good. Super.
Oh, no. Oh.
What? Oh, yeah, she did it.
But it was the first time.
Oh, what happened?
Kelly has this weird tick where she goes, hello.
Hello.
I don't know why. It's like she doesn't know what else to say. So she goes, hello.
Yeah.
We have a friend that whenever she gets probably like 2.5 to 3 drinks in her, she just all of a sudden changes her normal American voice to an English accent.
Yes! it's
English accent the rest of the night.
Oh, that's
love
funny.
Sarah Brownell. That's what she does.
It's like a switch gets flipped.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
That's awesome.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to my friend Linda and read a text that I got from her yesterday. We were talking about donating blood, and I had posted something online. It's on my Instagram. And about how if as a gay man, I can't technically donate blood. I mean, I guess I could lie, but
it's happened.
It kind of, yeah. I mean, but the whole point is that, well, that's not right. They should change that. So it doesn't really help change it if I just go and donate blood anyway.
Yeah.
But so anyway, so I mentioned that and I said, hey, straight people, do me a favor, go donate blood, because the blood banks really need it right now. You know, for obvious reasons, they're pretty low. And so I got this text. It was really sweet. And she said, you know, I love that you're supporting all your favorite restaurants. I can't really do that because, you know, my income has gone to zero temporarily.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to be busy in 3 or 4 months. But what can I do now? And I realized that I could donate blood, like you said. I can't believe you can't. I remember you've talked about this. It's still shocking to me that you can't. And then she said, so today I donated blood and I hate needles, but I did it.
Wow, that's so cool.
I put it down in your name, too, which was really sweet.
Man, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
So I love that, and I hope that, I think that that represents exactly where a lot of us are right now. It's like we want to do something, but we may not financially be able to do something. And right now you may just be trying to hold everything together, you know, but that doesn't mean that you can't do something, and it could even be, you know, checking in on a friend who you know is single and lonely and, you know, maybe isolated. Like now I'm single and I have the dogs. I mean, like that helps, you know, but I miss seeing my friends and everything.
Yeah.
But I still get to come in here during the day. I still get to connect with all our listeners. And then thanks to technology, I can still FaceTime with my friends. We do like a couple happy hours every week, you know.
Yeah.
But I imagine there are folks who are single or, you know, lost a partner or something and don't live in the city, don't feel the energy of people around them.
Yeah.
Right.
Down in the house, a big change.
Gorham or Wyndham or, you know, wherever,
mm-hmm.
you know, down at the end of a long driveway and you just don't really go anywhere.
That's a really good point, Blake. You know, that the fact that you do live downtown, while most are still, you know, recommended to stay in and, you know, hunker down.
Yeah.
There is still some energy in the city.
Yeah.
But you get out, you know, into the burbs, you know, and there isn't, and you are isolated.
Well, especially the neighborhoods where it's like, it's one house, it's down a long driveway.
Sure.
You're surrounded by woods. Like you just got to feel so alone. So check in on those people.
It's why.
And Maine has a really old population too. And maybe some of those elderly aren't so savvy with computers and all of this new technology that's helped us stay connected.
Right.
And they're even more isolated.
I have, because of that, I've been checking in with Kyle's mom a lot, and she's elderly. I mean, she's over 60, but so she's but she lives up in Sebec, and you know, like she sees people now and then, like from a distance, but for the most part she's by herself, you know she doesn't even have a dog anymore or anything. And I know she's starting to lose it because she sent me photos of, she has this giant sock monkey and she's setting it up into poses, like playing cards with her. It snowed up there the other day, so she set it up with a shovel. Oh, we're just going out to shovel.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God, she's losing it. Like she's,
that is amazing. She's totally losing
it. Is that like her version of Wilson?
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly. I love it.
Oh, my God, could you imagine? I'm going to text her after this and be like, she's probably awake right now. I'll be like, does the sock monkey have a name? If she says Wilson, I'm driving up there.
I
need to check
in. Rescue you.
Todd, have you, so I think this is the thing with a lot of dads who have daughters end up having to do the, okay, you can paint my nails, like Kyle's brother-in-law, mm-hmm. or Kyle, my sort of brother-in-law, Kyle's brother, They have two little girls, one Kinley, who's about to turn three, and then Clark, who just turned one. And Kinley is all about painting your nails. And she's not so good at staying in the lines.
Right.
So you end up with basically red toes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
And I thought I was going to have to do it when I went up there for Christmas. But then for some reason, she lost interest and found interest in something else. So I dodged that bullet.
You got out of that one.
But yeah. I thought, you know, is Lila going, come on, Dad, let me paint your nails?
Not yet. I've got her. Actually, she's getting annoyed with me because she's painting artwork for me every day that I put behind me on TV.
Oh yeah.
Like if you watch my shot, I have a new piece of artwork behind me every day, and it's almost all from her, and she's getting like overwhelmed. Like I overheard
too many orders.
Oh my God, you guys, I asked her to, I was like, "Guys, Lila, I need a painting for tomorrow." I heard her go upstairs and say, "Mom, Dad's really stressing me out. Like, I just want to paint something for one of my friends. I don't want to have to put this. Like, I'm really starting to stress her out, but I need it. It's like a thing now.
It is a thing.
That's so funny.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh man. So, I have to. Yeah. I haven't got the nail thing yet.
Yeah. She's like, I don't know. I can't come up with the commission.
I know.
I can't keep up with my
too much pressure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, Riley's funny. Painting Jay's nails. Jay paints Riley's nails. That's a whole.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
And Jay knows how to French braid. He knows how to do.
Oh, I can't do anything
all
with hair.
Of that.
I'm so bad
like
at it.
He's like better than me. Like I would come home sometimes and he would be painting her nails. I'm like,
well, I'll tell you what. If I can't get into my barber, I may need Jay to French braid my hair at some point soon. Right. Starting to come in over my ears. I'm getting a little concerned. Thank God for hats.
Somebody needs to invent like 6 feet away scissors so that we can all go back to the barber.
They did, and there's a whole movie about it. It was Edward Scissorhands, Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.